Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Governor Cuomo is warning New York State could go back on pause if the state's hospitals don't get less busy very soon. Samantha Liebman on the latest from the governor this morning. Sam?
Yeah, and Lee, the positivity rate in New York State was just over 4.5% Monday. But Governor Cuomo says the numbers that are worrying him most are hospitalizations.
In the new battlefield, hospital capacity is the top concern, period. It's about hospital beds, it's about ICU, and it's about having enough staff and enough equipment.
Now, yesterday, over 3,500 people were hospitalized, and he says it's only going to get worse as the effects from gatherings and travel over Thanksgiving come into focus. So the microcluster strategy will take hospital capacity and staffing into account, and if it gets really bad, Cuomo may take more drastic measures.
If we hit a real hospitalization crisis, we could potentially do a New York pause.
Now, that means issuing stay-at-home orders like in the spring. Meanwhile, he's ordering all hospital systems to identify retired nurses and doctors since they won't get out-of-state help like they did in the spring. Reporting live, Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds.
There have been rumors going around about a possible statewide shutdown in New Jersey, but Governor Murphy says those rumors are just that, rumors. There are some new restrictions, however, as John Montone reports live from New Jersey this morning. John?
Yeah, Lee, it's more no, no, no than ho, ho, ho for these holidays.
Effective 6 a.m. Monday, December 7th, and until further notice, the gathering limit for all outdoor activities will be no more than 25 individuals.
The governor says this is not a shutdown, that he can now be more focused and surgical. So he took his scalpel to hockey rinks and wrestling mats, pausing those activities until January 2nd.
Indoor sports, just looking at this, we know that there have been at least 28 outbreaks impacting 170 individuals. We know that as a minimum. So that's a fact.
Another fact is that there are three times as many COVID patients in New Jersey hospitals than a month ago. And then there is this from the Department of Health. Children should not be permitted to sit on Santa's lap. John Montone, 1010 Winds, live in New Jersey.
Not only will lots of city public school students be back in class soon, the mayor says they should be there 5 days a week, eventually.
Most schools, of the ones that we have announced, let's be very clear, elementary, K-5, pre-K, 3K centers, District 75 special ed, most will be able to get to 5 day overtime, some as early as Monday, December 7th, some will take more time. There will be schools that can't get to 5 day, but certainly can improve the number of days that kids will be able to come.
The plan as it stands now would have about 190,000 kids in the lower grades back in the classroom full time, or as it's now being called, building learning. The Salvation Army will be rolling out a giant red kettle in Times Square today, but they don't want you throwing your possibly infected money in it. Instead, they want you to send the kettle money by text.
Every donation that's going to be given for this one will be virtual. It will be text to give giant red kettle to 41444. And when you do that, then this kettle, this bucket will light up.
Major Kevin Stoops of the Salvation Army says the giant red kettle will spend the next week in Times Square. Then they'll take it to other locations around town before bringing it back to Times Square for Christmas. Pretty much everything else is getting canceled this year, so why not the annual polar bear plunge? Apparently the ocean isn't big enough to accommodate social distancing.
The Coney Island Polar Bear Plunge attracts thousands of people willing to jump into the icy Atlantic Ocean on January 1st. It also attracts tens of thousands of spectators. But Alexandra Silversmith said the decision to cancel the plunge was made for health and safety reasons.
There's really no way to safely have participants diving in or plunging in or even dipping their toes and still being socially distant, unfortunately.
Silversmith heads the Alliance for Coney Island, one of the many nonprofits that benefits from the money that's usually raised. She's hoping people will still donate money without the plunge. Depending upon the size of your donation, you can get a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, or a tote bag. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds News.
Some nurses at Montefiore New Rochelle Hospital say the hospital is not doing enough to protect them from COVID because COVID-positive patients are being mixed in with the general population. So they're threatening to walk out. Nurse Kathy Santayema says there are other issues as well.
We're staffed so lean, and the problem is we are underpaid. Our benefits are not the same as everybody else, so we can't retain staff.
But the hospital senior vice president, Marcos Crespo, says they're ready to cope if the nurses do walk out.
Montefiore New Rochelle will remain open, but will enact contingency plans, including relocating patients to other facilities to ensure their safety.
Negotiations were continuing, but barring an agreement, the nurses are supposed to walk out this morning. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.